Okay, so let's do the Gemara. Zayre Shavavai Sai. Zayre Shavavai Sai. We have here a case that they both claim it's Shavavai Sai. Okay, the Bach has a little different gears here, but let's read it our way first. Hi, I see Sadi Davasa. Ba'okla Shnei Chazaka. Hi, Osi Sadi, Ba'okla Shnei Chazaka. Okay, so what happened? They're both claiming it's Avaisai. One brought witnesses that it really was Avaisav. And he brought witnesses that he was there for 3 years. And the other one brought witnesses, Ochle Shnei Chazaka. So let's see Rashi. Zemer Shavavosai. So there's basically a hakosha on the edim of the achidas of the chazaka, because they are talking about the same years. So the edim are arguing with each other.
Isn't this in the stage before the Adam? This is in the, I think he's on the, in the stage of where the Tainas.
Yeah, but the Mitha, the Adam, we're going to bring rely on the Tainas. I actually saw the Shnei Chazaka. Rashi says, Oizem Shlosh Shalom Asmam, Shiidu Elei Elei Shainim, Aleim Lo Elei Vechishim. So we have Adas Amucheshes on the Shnei Chazaka, but there's no Adas is arguing on the Davosa, but apparently it's the same Edim, I'm assuming, right? It's not two sets of Edim. In other words, one set of Edim said two things, Shewa Valisai and Ochle Shnei Chazaka, and the other Edim said Ochle Shnei Chazaka. So the Edim are contradicting each other on the Shnei Chazaka. So now, what do we do? So the question is, do we discount both sets of Edom totally? Or do we only discount the point that they're contradicting?
Why is Rashbam pointing out the Osan Shalashan Sha'ata Toin Aniyachal, like as opposed to what?
As opposed to two different Yishnei Chazaka. It could be IH from 75 to 78, and UH from 82 to 85.
And there would be a shaila in that case, I'm saying?
No, like, no, there wouldn't be. That's what the Rashbam is saying, that the shaila is only in this case.
I'm saying that obviously he's okay, a fukia case that...
I don't know. That I don't answer, though. The notion of the Gemara is ambiguous. Gemara doesn't say it's the same years. So the Rashbam...
Saying Pasha, that the one who has the last years would win, right?
Okay, maybe. And Okinami. But the Rashbam is allowed to explain that because the Gemara doesn't say it. Okay, let's see the Gemara further. Okay, so, Amar Rav Nachman, Uke Achila Lahadi Achila. And we take the two Edim on Chazaka, and they cancel out. Uke Arav Chazkabosa. And then you rely on the Edis, that it was his father. In other words, the Edis that cancel argues, he cancel out. So you're left just with the Edis that it was his one guy's father. So that person wins. Let's see Rashi. Amar Rav Nachman, Edis Achila Batala. The Edis of Chazaka is Batel. Why is it Batel? Duke Edis Shavachila. You may get Edis Shnei Shavachila. The two Edis Achila are contradicting that, right? Machishim says that, right? Because they're contradicting. Avo Edis Tibavasa, Do Ikish, Edusim Kayemis, Umakmin and Biyade. So we discount the Edis of Chazaka, because we have Achosha. But the Edis of Avasa, there's no Achoshan.
I don't understand something, right? I don't understand something. Isn't it the same edus? They were mamish, like it's one sentence.
Same edus, same one sentence.
The edus comes along, says, so why don't we say Asha, but let me tell us about Lakula.
I don't know. Let's keep on reading in the Gemara. Amalei Rava.
Okay.
Oh, Edus Mucheshes. Rava disagrees. He says, Edus Mucheshes. Not really Edus Butla. It's that the Edus, there was nothing to be about the Edus. It's just that they were contradicted. Okay, but let's see Rasha. Edus Mucheshes. So one of the sets is Ba'adai Pasol. So Rashi's learning Pshat that when you have a suffix, if an aid is Pasol, so he
actually, why is he committing himself to this?
Rashi?
Yeah, why does he have to do that?
I think Gemara says that it could be that it's you know, Rava doesn't necessarily have to hold that.
This aid is
what?
The Gemara later on, the Pharaoh says that Rava does not have to hold that. He could actually hold that they're not puzzled for the future, and it's only the Isa Aidus.
So yeah, why okay.
Does Rashbam over here have to commit himself that it's puzzled to call Aidios?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Maybe because it have a meaning to Gemara?
The Gemara did have a Havamina, yes.
Okay. All right, but as you say, that so it's possible, he bought the way to send a Gamri. Rashi also's lotion is another thing funny, because Rashi's mashma is that it is impossible with Torah's Vadai and with Torah's Safek. I'm not sure. Rashi's saying, since. Does he mean me subeg is sivato? Or he means is mitam vada dibato?
What's Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman in the first part against Rava, just contrasting. Rav Nachman, he says that we uki achila bahadi achila means we knock out the achila, or we
right.
Adrab, we say the they're both right.
Since
they're both right.
They're both right, but therefore they're both wrong. We can't use them because they're
kind of. Can't use it. I'm not passing anybody. I'm
right,
just saying.
That's right. According to Rav Nachman, the edus of the achira is bato because we can't use it because there's an equal force on both ways.
They're both right.
I'm not saying you can't have not the gabra. Not passing the gabra. We're only passing the edus. This edus we can't use. Because it's contradicted. But Rava is signing that there's not only a psul on the edus, but there's a psul on the gavra. That the gavra is pashas, it's a suffix. Rashbam is not necessarily mash, but it's a suffix. The gavra is a suffix psul to edus. And therefore, his edus is suffix psul. Everything that he says is suffix psul, because he's a suffix psul, he's a suffix liar. So Amr Le'e, he is Akish Bachirasa, Davasa Mia Akish. In other words, Rashi says, Eden Shavasa Kayim, go Mogambo. No one's arguing it. Because Pashim Shani is saying that they have a Cheskes Kashrut. Until you have a Vadai Raya at their Paso, they remain kosher. So therefore, Rav Nachman saying, "Eidim have a cheskes kashrus. The burden, unless you can prove them paso, they're vadai kosher. So therefore, you have a, I believe there was a machlokes we had in a one of the sigyas. Why is Eidim kosher? Is it because they have a cheskes kashrus, or because the Torah said that as long as there's a suffix, they have vaday nemanis? I think that was in Nachman David somewhere that he says it's not pshat that they have a cheskes kashrus because But the Torah said that the Torah believes two Edim unless you know for sure they're liars. A little different. But anyway, but the Maisa, in other words, is it the Cheskes Kashrus Paskin that I'm Vade not a liar? Or the Torah said that we don't need you to be a Vade not a liar. As long as you're not Vade a liar, you're kosher. I think that was a Machlaikas between the Machlaikas Dovin and other Achlaikim. But anyway, but the Maisa, so we have like this.
The Gemara is obvious. One of them is a liar.
What?
The Gemara is
lying. The exact same fact. Who worked the land for those 3 years? One of them is lying.
No, but one of them is a liar. We don't know which one. So,
exactly.
So Rav Nachman says that therefore they're kosher.
The Gemara is mashma.
The Shaila is, there's two ways to explain Rav Nachman. Either is a suffix. So there's two ways to explain Rav Nachman. I'm sorry, I got you off. But just saying there's two ways to explain Rav Nachman. Either Rav Nachman says they have a cheskes kashrus, and an aid when he's born is kosher. And since he's kosher when he's born, he remains kosher until proven pasul. So the cheskes kashrus paskins that he's an honest aid.
That's pasha pshat.
Okay, but the other pshat would be is that you can't use the cheskes kashrus here because they both have cheskes kashrus. Both pet sets of aidim have a cheskes kashrus. So therefore, the two cheskes kashrus also cancel out. The pshat is, it's a suffix. And the Torah says, when the Torah, the whole din of Edis is exeris akosim. There's no, logically, there's no din that you should trust two people. So the Torah said that exeris akosim is that we trust two people unless you know vadai, they're liars. So you don't need a cheskes kashrus. As long as since you're the Maisa, you don't know they're liars. The Torah said two people, some people come in, you trust them. Maybe they're liars. Maybe, but I thought okay, we trust them. Right? So even though there's no chazaka, because the two chazakas equal each other, so you can't have a chazaka. Because my chazaka says you're pasul, and your chazaka says I'm pasul. So it's an equal trade-off. But you don't need a chazaka. Since it's a suffix, kosher.
Why would the two cheskes kashruses cancel out? Like, why can't?
Because they're both saying this, the opposite speech. Each one's saying, "I'm kosher and you're pasul." So they're. I don't say cancel, but they're equal. They equalize. As far as kayach and amanis, there's. The first shot, which Rav Nosson liked, is the reason why we believe you on your edus that you're avasa, is because you have a cheskes kashrus, which is a din birur, chazaka mekara, that you were kosher, so you remain kosher. So I'm saying that you could hear that also din cheskes kashrus. The other person also has a cheskes kashrus, and his din birur of cheskes kashrus is your pasul. So the Maisa, you have an equal strength. You have a Kayach HaKazaka saying you're kosher, and you have a Kayach HaKazaka saying you're pasul. So you can't use a Chazaka to paskin your kosher because there's an equal Chazaka saying you're pasul. And the Torah says that you don't need a Chazaka to say you're pasul, you're kosher, because the Torah said you're innocent until proven guilty. You're kosher. Paul's mad that there's no vada, that you're not kosher.
Isn't there a suffix?
Wait, I cut off Steve for about 10 minutes ago. I feel bad. What were you trying to say?
It's not exactly on this. It's stomped straight in the Gemara. So the guys want to go right to what Rebbe's saying. I want to make a point straight in the Gemara.
Okay, well, listen to you.
No, this the Gemara's mashma that the one who has chazaka just... on the one who has Edom just on Chazaka, right? The issue is that his Edus is being Mukhash, right? Mashma, let's say I gave you a reason why his Edus is superior. It's Mashma from the Gemara, Pashim Shad, it would win, right? But the Shaila is, I should be a Mikol B'makom Edom because like what he's saying, Lamaisa, is Avase, right? Avase is against Edom, right?
Not what he's necessarily, because it could be with the other guy's father. and then my father bought it from your father. You know, and I don't know.
Okay, I mean, I guess
I don't know what you're saying, that there was a fathers at the same time.
What happened was, I didn't know where Rebbe was starting, so I learned the first Gemara about that, and then I guess that's so good, you know, we're tying. Okay.
Why is Rebbe understanding that if two Edom come in and they're talking about the fields, that they're also talking about the Edus? You know, maybe it's two separate things. Let's say they did walk in. The two Edom walked in and said, this aid is possible Edus. That's two Edom that said he's possible Edus. Right. Rebbe's taking that, saying about this person in the field, is also saying he's possible and I'm kosher. I'm saying maybe it's a double step. I don't know why we're going that far.
I didn't say saying you're positive, but by saying that you lied on the chazakah, then there's this. Then I don't, you know. Then if we knew for sure you lied, two Edom would come in and be made that you lied in Bezdin. So then you're positive ages.
I'm saying I'm kosher, so it doesn't help, right? I'm just saying it. I'm just saying my Adis. He's saying his Adis. It doesn't work out. We can't use the Adis. Nothing to do with the Adim. It's just we can't use the Adis.
Right, but the question is, when I'm saying, I'm not sure, is the Adis or is it Totsar? We know for sure that one of these two sets of Adim were lying when it came to the Chazaka. And Mimele, if they lied on the Chazaka, they are, whichever one, Klape Shmaya Galya, lied on the Chazaka, then he's Pasul Edis, because he lied. If we would have a beer, which set of the Edom lied on the Chazaka, they would be Pasul Edis. So one of these sets of Edom are Vadai Pasul. That's what Rashi says, Kim the Hani Beis, Kita Vachija Zevizat, Agas Mian Psuda Chol Edis. One of them must be Pasul. You know, if you would definitely would not be allowed to use one aid from one and one aid from the other, the Chayra, we'll see in the Gemara later. But because they're one of these sets of aid, they are Vaday Pasul. So now it comes out that each one is a Safek Pasul. So therefore, Rava says, Hani Aidit Mukheshes, because they're a Safek Pasul. I'm not saying because the Aidit said they're Pasul. I'm saying because Bezdin know that there's a suffix that they're possible. Bezdin know there's a 50% chance that they lied.
I'm trying to figure out where the direct attack between Rav and Nachman is. I'm just trying to figure what exactly they're arguing on. If Rebbe said that yet, or we're trying to figure that out.
Two pshatim. Either Rav is saying that there's a suffix, and since there's a suffix, so you're possible me suffix. Parshim pshat. So Rav Nachman is saying either that the Cheskes Kashrus Paskins is Suffolk, and my Cheskes Kashrus Paskins is Suffolk, and my Cheskes Kashrus speaks directly on this Shaila, and your Cheskes Kashrus doesn't speak as much directly on the Shaila, and therefore my Cheskes Kashrus is better than your Cheskes Kashrus Ligabi this Shaila. So therefore, I'm kosher because my Cheskes Kashrus Paskins, or Pshat in Rav Nachman is that Enochinami, you can't use your Cheskes Kashrus because the other person's Cheskes Kashrus contradicts you. But there's a Safek, and Gufa the Machlaik is Rav and Rav Nachman is, when you have a Safek, does that pass away this? Rav holds that a Safek passes away this because it's a Safek, it's a Paso. And Rav Nachman says, the Torah Gufa said that Edis are kosher, unless it's Vadai. So even though there's a mitzvah sofek, a mitzvah sofek is not that kosher. It's just like we say sofek drabana nekuda, drabana nekuda. If you say sofek deraisa nekuda, according to the Rambam, it means that whenever there's a sofek, it's many people say it doesn't mean, you know, they have this chakira sofek deraisa nekuda. Does it mean that you're allowed to take a chance? But Enochinami, there's a 50% chance that it's Osir, or no, it's not Mistavra. If there's a 50% chance that it's Osir, you can't take a chance. But Pshat is, Savik Dereisa Lekula means that the Torah never answered it when it's a Mitzias of a Safik. So the same idea, the Torah never apostled Edim when there's a Mitzias of a Safik. Okay, let's keep on reading. We just want to read the Gemara. So, Amalei Rava, hi, Eidus Mukhashasi. The Rava said that it's no good because it's Eidus Mukhashas. And they answered, Rav Nachman answered, the Eidus Kajra Chiratza, Havasa Miyakish. Okay. Now we get to know our Gemara. Neima, let us say, Rabba v'Rab Nachman, v'plukta d'Rabbuna Rav Chizkiah k'miflegi. Okay, this is a famous machlokes. This machlokes is where in plukta d'Rabbuna Rav Chizkiah. So he says it's in Shuas, but it's also
Baba Kama Gemara.
You know, he said maybe it's Ksuvas. Is that right? I don't remember where else it says. Okay, so I think it's the same machlokes. The Itmar Beis Kati Edim Achishim Zuazu. If you have two Etz Edim that contradict each other, and now let's say Amar Avuna Zub Bavi Be'Atzmi Edim Zub Bavi Be'Atzmi Edim. So let's see Rashi. And it's like here that they're arguing about a particular edus. He going like for example, what's it gimel? Sheidu shnayim. Okay, or shnayim oimrim ploni love and ploni mada. The shnayim achem achishim. The omer lo love imenu klum. Prevos a yom shatim oimrim shalava imenu. Because it's not Hazama. Hazama means that the Edom were with me. But this is that the Leiva was with me. And the Eid is Hazama. That's the only time the Torah believes. Because we Edom our Edom at Simon Yisim. We're not going to plenty. We're Yisim Shalom. We're only Yisim Shalom. In other words, there's a special Xeris I caused it. We don't know that for some reason, Hazama, if I say the Edom were with me, so then the second pair of Edom is what won't believe. But here, I'm not saying the Edom was with me, I'm saying the Leiva was with me. So that's Tama HaKasha. So we don't know who to believe. So comes along, Rav Huna says, Zubov if they ask for me, Edom. Zubov if they ask for Edom, says Rashi. Zubov if they ask for Edom. Kishar, or is it Gersa, is where the base, Bishar, right? It's better with a bit, not a kit. In other words, the question is if they come in later with other Edis. So Bishar Edis Sheba Edom. So if you have other Edis in the world, so he says, Zubov Damida, you know, Naksikinu, Bipsuo, Misafek. The fact that you have a Safek, that maybe he's a apostle, he remains kosher. That's Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, you have a 50-50 Safek, which pair of, one of these two pairs of Edom are definitely apostle. We don't know which one. So the din is that calls mind that we have a Safek. He's not that kosher. Bizuba, be'ed acheres. So the each one is kosher. Avo echo mikasev echo mikasev. Aim is tarif in ed achas. So echo mi emposo bevadai. Aim kan ed achatzi edes. So this sounds not like I was saying. There's I was saying that the Torah said that Safek Edis is kosher, so then it would be that they're both Adai kosher. But Rashi says not like me, L'chayra. Right? In other words, according to me, that the Torah said that an Eid is kosher, unless you can prove conclusively that he's pasul, then theoretically you should be able to use one Eid of each, because each one is Adai kosher.
Isn't it conclusive? That one of them is possible?
No, I was trying to say that the din is that The Torah never passed. The Torah said that a person who has a suffolk is not thy kosher, because the Torah said you're a person who is a suffolk chakran is not thy kosher. It's like suffolk drabana, suffolk deraisa, nekuda.
The Torah said not a suffolk anymore.
You have the Shev Shemaitza. The Shev Shemaitza says, famous Shev Shemaitza. If we say Safek the Rambam holds, Safek the Raisa the Kula. So everyone asks the Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam holds Safek the Raisa the Kula. Why do we need a Pasek that Safek Mamzer is Mutter? It's a special Pasek in the Torah that in Kedushin that Safek Mamzer is Kasher. So why do we need a Pasek that Safek Mamzer is kosher, since every Safek Drabanan is kosher? So the Shmaitza answered that if you have a Safek Mamzer, now a Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Yisrael. So what if you have a Safek Mamzer? So a Safek Mamzer is Safek if he's a Mamzer, he's not allowed to marry Yisrael, but he's allowed to marry a Mamzer. If he's a Mamzer, he's allowed to marry a Mamzer, but he's not allowed to marry Yisrael. So what if you have a Safek Mamzer? So it says the Shev Shemaisa, we learn from the Pasek that a Safek Mamzer is Mutter B'Torah Vadai. And therefore a Safek Mamzer is allowed to marry a Yisrael and a Mamzer, the Vazakas. You put them together in a sandwich and eat them both. So the Torah never answered a Safek Mamzer. Torah never answered a Safek Mamzer. So I was saying the same type of idea that the Torah never passed a Safek Chakran. So he's not kosher mitam Safek.
Even without Chazaka, Rebbe's saying?
I wanted to say. Rashi proves me wrong.
No, but I'm saying, but even straight up in Misfar, you see by Mamzer, let's say, you have a special pasuk to say this, it's a Chiddush.
Right, the Shmaitz is saying that the Safek Mamzer is a Bria b'fnei atzmo.
Right.
Never answered a Safek Mamzer. The Torah only answered a Vadai Mamzer with a Vadai Yisrael.
So where would
Rebbe never answer a suffix to anything?
That's a very different example. That example we're saying is that it's still a suffix either way, and we don't know whether to go to the right or to go to the left. Here you have a vadai. Between the two of them, you have a vadai. No, you're right. By the suffix ones, you have a sandwich.
Each person
either way you could go. Suffix. No, still.
Each person is a suffix. So each person is a suffix, and if according to this svara, a suffix is vadai mutter.
Rebbe, we said
two together. I don't know.
Rebbe, don't we say Shnei Shvilin or something like that? There's a case of Shnei Shvilin. That's the classic case.
That's by Tumah, but we're here by Edus. My recollection is that the Nachmas David, I'm pretty sure it's the Nachmas David, had a svara that the whole din Edus is exeris akasim. Why should two Edim be believed? Maybe they're liars. You know, we don't know. So the exeris akasim of Edus is that we don't suspect that, unless we know vadai, we don't suspect them. So even if there's suffix,
why can't we say some achlokas Rashi and the Rambam in this?
Okay, I don't know. It could be
Rashi disagrees the Rambam, and the Nachlas David was going in the svara of the Rambam.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the Rambam. I don't have a Rambam here. You know, the Rambam by Mamzer doesn't necessarily apply here. Okay, we'll see. Then let's continue. But Rashi says, so we want to know, does everyone agree with Rashi on that? Okay, that's an important shayla. Rashi says that even Rav Huda that says that, well, if they ask me either, you're not allowed to use one of each kas. We should look up the Rambam. The Rambam agrees to that in the Hilchos Edus, very called Beis Halacha Aleph. We can look up in the Shulchan Aruch. he'll be passing like Rav Huna. But Rashi says that you can't achas mikasev achas mikasu einim mitzarfim eidus achas. So echol mihem pasul b'vaday. Now one of them is pasul. They got an achatzi eidus. So all you have is an ein echol. The time the Rav Huna mishum the uke gavre chaskoske. Rashi said beferish, but all of them say to be suffering. Okay, so Rashi says clear. Okay, it could be someone, I don't remember where this Nachmas Dovin is. Maybe it's right here and he's arguing with Rashi. It could be.
But if they both have a chazaka, why can't you both put them in the sandwich now, even with chazaka?
Because really what Rashi's saying is that the chazaka is mevayer the metzias, but that is not mevayer the emes. There's an MS. So when you put them both together, we know for sure that Klap and Shmaya Gaya, one of them is Paso.
But they're each good though.
They're each good because of Chazaka. But because
no, Klap and Shmaya Gaya also, they're each
like, it's like it's a halacha. If you have two pieces, you have a Vadai kosher piece of meat and a Vadai trefa piece of meat. And they got mixed together. And I forgot how the case is. And you basket based on some kind of cheskes kashrus that they're both kosher. I don't know how you can do that, but I don't remember how you do that. Or let's say you have a rice. So you have two kosher pieces of meat and one trefa piece of meat. Okay, they got mixed together. So the rice said that they're all kosher. But you can't make a sandwich and eat all three at the same time. You can only take one and eat it, two and eat it. But if you make a sandwich and eat all three at the same time, you're vada being over an isser. Because the rav doesn't say that all three are kosher. The rav is mevayer on any which one, that this one is the kosher one. But we know for sure that one of them is paso. So
I ate three pieces that had a rov on each one.
But that's a din. That's for sure the halacha. That you can't, you're not allowed to take a sandwich. If you ate them separately, then you can't, but midaraisa, you could, because you eat each one. The Rav said the other one was a tray for one. But if you eat them together, so even the Rav has to admit that right now you're vadai doing an isser. So it's not mutter. So the same thing. If you put the Adam together.
How come that case is not like the Suffolk Mamzer case? If he marries two That's women, one's a Mamzer and one's Israel.
A Mamzer. It's a special din by Mamzer. According to the Shef Shemites, it's learned from a special Pusik that a Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter. It's not by everywhere else, it's not so. Everywhere else is din Suffolk Deraisa Lakuda. But we don't say it's Vadai Mutter. By Suffolk Mamzer, we have a special pasuk that the special pasuk tells us that Suffolk Mamzer is mutter. So I was suggesting that by Eidus, there's also some kind of special pasuk that says that an Eid is kosher vadai until proven pasul. But Rashi doesn't say such a thing, okay? That's not a radical thing to send it to such a, you need a mikor for such a thing.
Rambam says like Rashi.
Rashi, what?
Amram says like Rashi, and if the Kesed Mishnah brings it down, he says colon, all the Rishonim, the Rif brings it down as that as well.
Okay, very good. So I don't know where I'm getting my pekiyas from. It's getting mixed up in my head. Anyway, but the Maisa, Rashi says the Beirish. Rashi says, the time to Rav Huna, Mishum Luke Gavra Cheskose. Okay. Rashi says the time to Rav Huna is Guva because Uge Gavra Cheskose. I would say, based on what I'm saying, that the Guva, this Rashi is a raya to me. Right? In other words, the Gemara thought in the Havamina that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are saying the same thing. Right? That's what the Gemara thinks. So why all of a sudden now does Rashi have to tell you the time there of Huna Vishimduke Gavres Kase? I mean, what, that's how we understood Rav Nachman. We understood Rav Nachman that way before also. Rashi should have told it, you know, beforehand. You want to, when we learn Rav Nachman, you have a plea. What's on Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says that the ages are kosher on Avosa. What's shot? So you have to say because of Uge and Chaskase. So why does Rashi only and Rav Huna pipe in? Right, the Gemara says, right, in other words, why does Rashi pipe in only on Rav Huna? You mean in the Chai Rav Nachman also you have to say because of Uge and Chaskase. Right, what else could Rav Chan and Rav Nachman be? Rav Nachman says, here we have a case that they're badai contradicted, and yet we believe them on the Avasa. So that's because it's a suffix. So it has to be because Uge Chaskase.
Maybe he didn't become puzzle yet.
What?
Maybe he didn't become puzzle. Maybe he
not. You have a suffix.
Well, no. But I'm saying maybe it only happens after the Edus, though. No, right? I mean,
oh, okay, maybe I hear that they only become puzzle a second later. Okay, I didn't think of that. So I was going to say, but maybe you're right. I hear I was going to say because Rav Nachman, you could learn my way. Rav Nachman, you could learn that Rav Nachman holds that the Torah, the Sopik aid, is kosher, Torah is Vadai. But Rav Huna, you can't learn that way, because since Rav Huna said, and that's the flow of Rashi, since Rav Huna says, Zubo b'fnei atzma me'ida, Zubo b'fnei atzma me'ida, so Rav Huna is making a point, clearly, that they only can be made separately, but they can't be made together. So Rav Huna shrugs up this possibility. So Rav Huna came along, and we just saw Rav Nachman. We could have thought that Rav Nachman is not because he go baser chazaka, but rather Rav Nachman is because the Torah was matter suffic edus. But now that Rav Huna comes along and says zubov if they ask him ida, and it's mashma from Rav Huna's lashon that only zubov if they atzma, but if each guy come, but if one to get together, you can't come. So that's a raya that Rav Huna doesn't hold of what I said, that something edus is kosher. So now we have a kasha. If Rav Huna doesn't hold that something edus is kosher, so why zubav they ask from Eida, zubav they ask from Eida? So you have to say it's because it's Mukmin HaChazaka, which makes this Rashi very, very nice, because there's a hemshuk in Rashi. No, it's a very nice shot. The first thing of Rashi proves the second thing. Rashi says, Zubov if they ask from Edus, Avanikazev, no. And that's what the Lashon of Zubov if they ask them means. And now that we say that, so now I have to tell you that time to Rav Huna, Shaduka Gavre Cheskase.
Right? That sounds very funny because the Gemara is trying to say that Lema Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. So when Rashi's having his own world going on, where he's saying, I'm going to tell you one shot of Rav Nachman, and since the Gemara says Rav Nachman should hold like Rav Huna, it must be that everybody holds like Rav Huna a totally different shot. That sounds very funny.
Gemara's
trying to say that they hold the same, and Rashi's trying to say, well, almost could say they say different, but now the Gemara is forcing me to tell you Pshan Rav Huna, and now if the Gemara is saying that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna and Ahav Amina, so I guess Rav Nachman Taka holds like Rav Huna. There's this whole like make believe shot in Rav Nachman, and then when you get to Rav Huna and you say Rav Huna doesn't hold like Rav Nachman, but the Gemara says maybe Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. That sounds very funny.
Okay, I hear, but I'm not so sure it's so funny, because once we have the machlokes, we want to assume that we want to in a sense assume that they're the same sheet though. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I hear. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So again, Amar Avuna, Zuba b'tnei atzmi ida, Zuba b'tnei atzmi ida. Rav Chisda Amar.
What does the low nachsi kind of misafik mean? Does Rebbe explain it? What does the low nachsi kind of sulu misafik? Rebbe. In Rashi, the low nachsi kind of the psul misafik. What, is that true or not true?
Yeah, then we put it on a chazaka.
I'm saying we're saying at the end of the day, right? We do have are we passing? I'm saying if they come together,
they're passing because one's so not like paso.
So which part is killing that chazaka?
It's not killing. You can't use a chazaka to tell you something that's impossible. Chazaka can't tell you, but the same thing with the rav. The Rav can't tell you to eat the three pieces of meat together because it's Vadai, one of them is that you're eating treif. So since it's Vadai, that one of these two Edom is Paso, so you as much as you can have Chazaka can't tell you something which is impossible. So therefore, it's Paso.
Closing our eyes. Where's the words? The low nachsi kenu v'psul of his eyes.
Chazaka says you shouldn't assume that the paso.
That means we should have a chesus kashrus, right?
Yes.
So is that what all the negatives mean? The low
nachsi kenu v'psul of kashrus.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just saying it's just
okay.
Just saying the chesus kashrus. The low whatever. Just
okay. Gavra cheska. We put him on a chazaka. And we don't pass him. He's suffering. Yeah, I think that's okay. Okay, well, let's continue. So Rav Huna said, "Zuba of the atom idam." Rav Chisda Amar, "Tade stade shakri lamini." Let's see Rashi. Rav Chisda Tade stade shakri lamini. Lo yidu b'shomei this b'mamam b'olam. Okay, my mind, I can't say. Hello, don't see enemy suffering. Shemo, Adam, Sudim. So Rashi is very, very funny. Why is Rashi very funny?
What's it going
to do? He's not saying that there's something.
He
should say the opposite. He should, right,
what's Rashi funny? I didn't hear yet the funniness.
You should say the opposite. You just said the Lord asks again. You should say we do pass him something, right?
No, we were saying we're passing him something. Shemo Edom Sudim. There's a suffix, maybe in the Edom or apostle.
Why does he have to go with
the money doesn't follow?
Sounds like it's only because it's a motzi mamon, so it's
because it's there's safek paso. So since there's safek paso, so we rely on the cheskes mamon. Yeah. So what's the problem?
He seems to be saying that they're not vadai treif.
Right. They're not. They're safek. There's safek paso. There's a safek. We have a safek in mitzias. Why should they be Vadai Treif? We have a Safek in Metzias. Since we have a Safek in Metzias, so they're Pasal Misafek.
What happens to the Chesed of the Edom? And how is he arguing with their opponent saying that there is a Cheskes Kashrus of the Edom?
I don't know. He doesn't use the Cheskes Kashrus because he says the Cheskes Mamon. The Cheskes Mamon is stronger than the Cheskes Kashrus.
So I'm saying that's the Machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Of what's stronger?
No, but Shipshot is Rav Huna holds that the Cheskes Kashrus comes in first and Paskin that the Edom are kosher, and then it's like Huxik. And now that the Cheskes Kashrus Paskin that the Edom are kosher, so there's a rule in life that the chain is as strong as the strongest link, not the weakest link, right? Contrary to popular belief. So therefore, but we don't, whatever it's good for us, we say either way. So the Cheskes Kashrus said that the Edom are kosher, and now that the Edom are kosher, the Edom can beat the Cheskes Mamon. That's what Rav Huna knows.
And what's the other? And what's Rav Chisda's?
Rav Chisda apparently says that even though the Cheskes Kashrus paskins, but the Cheskes Mamon can reopen the Shaila, and argue with the psak of the Cheskes Kashrus.
What about if they testify on something that has no issues of chazaka?
So then the Cheskes Kashrus is mashma from Rashi. They would be believed.
Yeah, but the lashon of Rav Chisda is, you know, behadi sahadi shakri namali.
But Rashi says the lo tzien el misafek shema edim sudim. It's mashma from Rashi that it's only a problem of being mitzi. If you're not mitzi, and it's only because uke mamayna cheskasek. But if let's say they were talking about something that had no chazaka, then it's mashma from Rashi. They would be believed. Right? That's pretty much mashma. Only because uke mamayna cheskasek.
But some cases no chazaka, and now.
What?
In our case, is no chazaka, right?
Is that the funny part?
What? I can't hear you. What's the funny part?
Rashi starts with the words.
Yeah, that's the funny part. That's what I said. The Rashi is very funny. That there's a stira, mineyu bay, in the Rashi. Lo ya'idu b'shum edus means they're not nemen for any edus. Even if you were talking about an edus, that does not know gay at the cheskes mamon. You're talking about edus tam, that you that would come in for kiddush levana. I don't know, kiddush achodesh. They would come in for a stam, that you need something where there's no chazaka. The chazaka is isra. And they stam walk in, and we have a suffix whether something's kosher or not kosher. And there's no chazaka. You have a suffix whether this apple's kosher or not. You know, there's 50% of the apples in this field are orla, and 50% are not orla. And there's no chazaka whatsoever. They got mixed together. So now this aide walks in and says, this apple is kosher. So Rashi, the beginning of Rashi says, below you eat the b'shom edus. So Rashi's mashma, that Rav Chisda holds, that's their puzzle for every single edus, even if they're not going against the chazaka. Then the next apple, Rashi says, that the only reason why they're puzzle is because they're going against the cheskes mamon. Because it's a shema edim sudim. So Rashi is master. There's really three cases. There are three cases. There's our case where there's a cheskes, we're going against the cheskes mamon. There's my case of the orla when you're not going against anything. And then there's a third case when you're going with the cheskes mamon. So, Chayra, for sure, if Rashi is saying they're only possible because lo tzien misafek, kemo edim sudim, so then when you're going, if you're maybe, when there's no chazaka, maybe also there's a 50% safek, shema edim sudim. But if you're going with the cheskes mamon, so then they should be vaday kosher. Right? You know, what if you're supporting them, the muksik? You're not, instead of going against the muksik, you're supporting the muksik. So Rashi would be mashma from the end of Rashi that they would be nemen. Because misafek, we say maybe they're kosher, and therefore you can't be mitzi from the muksik. Just like here, we say misafek, maybe they're pasul, and you can't be mitzi from the muksik.
So fighting against the money.
Say, maybe they're kosher.
They're not fighting against the money. They're fighting against the other edim. The money happens to be where the money is.
No. We're talking about when they come later. Right now, they're fighting against another edim. Now it's over. Now they come in and they testify on a third edim, and there's no other edim on the other edim. So there's a right, and on that third edim, they're coming to be mighty against a muksik.
Right, talking about the case over here. We're not talking about another.
We are. Rav Huna says that they're not kosher for other edus. Rav Chisda. Rav Huna
talks. That's over. The oilum's over. Now he talks back about this money now. He's not talking about future.
No, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. You're laning. Rav Huna says, Zubab if they ask for means for future edus. Rav Huna's talking about future edus. You come for another edus. Nothing to do with this edus. This edus is over. We're not discussing this edus. Now they come in on a future edus. They come in all by themselves. The Rav Huna says, Zubav if they ask from Eida. Zubav if they ask from Eida. As long as you don't put one and one together, they're kosher. And Rav Chisda says, no, that when they come in on a future Eidus, the din is, they're not Nemet, because Hadi Sadi Shakri Lamini. But there's a stira in Rashi. First Rashi says, lo yidu v'shum Eidus. So that's Mashma, even if they're coming to help the Muxik. But then the next half of Rashi says that the reason why they're not Nemet is because we rely on the Cheskas Mamet. And you can't be Maisi Misafek, which means that if the Eidim are not going with the Cheskas Mamet, then they would be Nemet. So there seems to be a Syrian Rashi. Okay. I don't know. To see.
I have here marked down in my Gemara, there's a Chassam Sefer on this.
Okay. We'll have to see. The Maisa, what is the Svara in the simple Pshat and Rashi we were saying before? What is the Machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? I mean, so we said that the Rav Huna holds that, I mean, Chara, everyone agrees that Chezkas Mamin is stronger than a Chezkas Kashrus can't be mighty from a Chezkas Mamin. Chezkas Kashrus is just a plain, ordinary Chazaka. A Chazaka, we don't use Chezkas like Guf, right? That's a case we find the mum in the girl. We can't use a cheskas aguf to be mighty mamet. We have many cases. We have a shaida, you know, whether she was a psuda when he married her, or not when he married her. The cheskas aguf can't be mighty mamet. So why does Rav Huna hold that the cheskas kashris can be mighty mamet? The Chai Rav Chisda is right. Yeah, in other words, I was saying because Rav Huna holds that it comes in first.
Already grandfathered in, you know.
In other words, when the Safek is Nailan, there is no Safek Mamin. We have these two Eidim Achishim Zemizet, and Bezin Clear Ashaida is this Eid Kosher. So, and at that point of time, it's not no gay at any moment because they're not talking about any other moment. They didn't speak yet about that moment. So the Cheskas Kashrus comes in immediately and Paskins that he's kosher. And once he's kosher, then you say Soken al Chazakas. That's right. Well, it's like Huksak. It's like an Eilechot comes along and said the food is kosher, it's not kosher. And then you eat it, so you get Malkus. Aye, we don't give Malkus based on Eilechot. So that's the side of Huxik. That the Eilechot is paskining an earlier Shaida, and once it's paskined, it's paskined. So the same thing is true here. The according to Rav Huna, the Cheskas Kashrus paskins the Shaida of whether you're kosher. Once it paskins your kosher, you're Eidim, and once you're Eidim, you beat a Muxik. I said, what does Rav Chisda hold? Why don't we say Huxak that the Cheskas Pashrus paskined already? Then what would you say?
A living.
Maybe there's no din right now that it's Nageya to, what do you want to know? If you're a kosher aid? So that for what? You just want to walk the stamp on you?
Yeah, like by the aid? That sounds like a good story. In other words, the whole Rav Huna svara is that we paskined already. But Rav Chisda might say, what do you mean you paskined? It's not real. It wasn't no gea. But the question, we never paskined. But the question would be, Sfiya, I got a question for you. An interesting question. According to our Diak and Rashi, we said that even Rav Chisda would agree that if they were coming in the second Eidus, which was to help the Muxik, they would be believed. Right? That was our Diak. So what if there are three Eidus? First Eidus, they're Machishim Zavizah. Second Eidus, they're helping the Muxik. And then the third Eidus, they're being meitzeh from the Muksik.
And so over there, there was a reason to paskin.
Yeah, you had according to your Svara, you know, it's Rav Huna, and when the second Eidus came, we had a Shaila. We had a Shaila, they kosher. It's okay in a Maisa. We paskin their kosher because it's no gay in a Maisa. So now, according to that, they should be kosher even for the third Eidus. And I would tend to doubt that's true. And once we pass in their kosher, they remain kosher forever. According to Rav Chisda, I doubt if that's true. So I don't know. In other words, so we're not so clear on Rav Chisda's svara. Buddha's svara, the chayre is that you we pass in there any. Rav Chisda's svara. We don't know. Why don't they hold the paskening already? Okay, I don't know.
Like also, is there any...
Let's finish the Gemara. Maybe let's try and finish the Gemara before time's up. Lema Rav Nachman Damek Rav Chizda Rav Chizda. So let's see Rashi. Name of Rav Nachman Shemakshir Eidus Avosa Shida Eidus Shukshim. Time of Eidus Acher Shukshibo. Rav Huna Shemakshir Eidus Acher Shukshibo. The Gemara says, "Ali with Rav Chisda Kuli Amalo Pligi." That if Rav Chisda says that they're not kosher for other Eidus, so surely not they're not kosher for the same Eidus. He Pligi Ali Rav Huna Rav Nachman Rav Huna. That they're kosher. But Rava, I gotta come Rav Huna and they did the charis. I will also eat this low. Okay, that's the end of this Gemara. Till we get to the new sugya of Anan Achsina Vanamaskim. So let's stop here. And let's see Rashi. Leave it Rav Huna Kuriamado Pligi. No Marco Akon Anan Sredek Rav Chisda. The Vav, they Rav Nachman, that's Sredek Rav Chisda. Now, isn't there a steer in Rashi's? Rashi in the Rashi Rav Chisda. Said Rav Chisda's svara is because Uge Mamayna has kasei. So in this case of Rav Nachman, there is no Uge Mamayna has kasei. So why can't Rav Nachman hold like Rav Chisda?
We're talking about the same Eidus. That's why it's in the same Eidus. It's different. That.
But the Gemara
that's says, only for a second. That's only when comes another case can we do that. But in the same case itself, no, there's not a Shiloh. That's what Rashi's saying. It's not.
That's, why is there no Shiloh?
Rav Chisda, because we.
I'm sorry. Rav Chisda said as far according to Rashi, because he used the Cheskes Mamet. Here there is no Cheskes Mamet.
Who said there's no Cheskes Mamet? You have Avase and the Chazaka. I don't know. What's the status of the land? There's no chazak either way?
There was no chazak in the way. Before the Eidim walked in, there was no chazak, apparently. Could be there was no chazak.
There was no marikama?
Could be.
So,
for all you know, the marikama might support the person who says avasa. So why does Rashi say that, if you hold like Rav Chisda, there's a stira from the Rashi in Amar Divrasi Rav Chisda said Rashi Rav Chisda's whole svara is Luke Mamana Ches Kasei, and yet the Gemara says Aliba Rav Chisda Kuriyama Lo Pligi.
I'm not splitting their Eidus. In their Eidus alone, they're testifying that they're going against it. That's what Rashi says. It's only got to be another Eidus. Kol Shekein, in that same Eidus, I understand Rebbe saying that there's no cheskes mamon, but over here you can't get the eidah started in the first place
before you get the cheskes. Because theoretically, they could be pligi on Rav Chisda because they could acquire Rav Chisda too.
Nachman agrees with Rav Chisda. It's only over here. He says since it's Isa Eidus over here, I pass on them. But the Shari Eidu Yosal Ka'am, I'll be marsh with him.
Yeah. So you're agreeing with me, I think.
Yes. Yes.
And then Rav Chisda can add a pligi. Now Mark Koyakon and on three like Rav Chisda. The Vahad, Rav Nachman, that's like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, if you made the Keres behind a puzzle, because you made this Avosa. Okay, let's stop here. I'd like to read it over again, the Gemara, tomorrow. Now that we read the Gemara, it's like Bikias. Now that we read the Gemara, we can read it again.
Yeah, actually, what's the story with tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow I have to end early. Yes, I have to end at 8:30. Yes, unless they cancel on me again. But assuming they're not going to cancel, I have this important meeting that was supposed to be Sunday. I apologize. So they canceled it. So what we learn from 8:30 tomorrow, hopefully.
Good.
Okay, a shikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.